Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again. And we welcome Melanie Cutting for At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Hello.
So,
another hot day.
Did you see a movie this week?
I did. Mm-hmm. I saw one last night.
Okay.
And I saw this one because it was the only one that my husband said he would go to see.
Okay.
Of the movies there, he said, this is the one that we're going to see. And okay, that's fine. So I can talk a little bit about this movie. And the one is the big shark film called The Meg.
The Meg, okay.
The Meg, yes. And Meg is short for Megalodon, mm-hmm. which I just discovered. In fact, was a real prehistoric shark.
Oh, interesting.
Of immense proportions.
Mm-hmm.
This movie posits that, in fact, there is a megalodon living deep in the Marianas Trench, which mm-hmm. apparently is considered to be the deepest part of the ocean.
Okay.
And somewhere off the coast of Asia, I don't know exactly where. And the way they discover that, yes, indeed, mm-hmm. there is this thing living down there is it's a research vessel funded by a gazillionaire who has shown up, I think, to see where his money's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I liked about the movie is this research station is kind of state-of-the-art, quite something, and has two or three or several rover-type mm-hmm. Underwater vehicles that go here and there. And one of them, of course, goes down into the trench. Not expecting a shark by any stretch, but just to explore. It gets, no spoilers here, I'm sure this is one of the first things that happens is it gets bumped big time by this humongous shark. Entered Jason Statham, who is a super duper action hero and somebody I quite like.
Okay.
And I like him even more now because in one of the scenes, he was in the shower and somebody came into his room, so he wrapped the towel around himself. But meanwhile, his whole torso was on display and he's been working out.
Okay.
Big time. So I said, oh, well, this movie was worth coming to. Anyway, so Jason Statham plays somebody who, a deep sea rescue pro, who had a bad experience 5 years previously and had now retired to drinking beer and lying around in the Vietnam area, somewhere in that part of the world. And he is sought out because when they've discovered that the people on the research station said, oh, we need the best to come and help us rescue our little ship, which has, you know, it's incapacitated, mm-hmm. having been smacked around by the shark. So they get him in gear, and he's pretty excited. And coincidentally, one of the people who's inside the research vessel is his ex-wife.
Oh,
what are the odds? Right? So he comes, you know, having said, well, you know, no matter how you ask me, no matter how much money you offer me, I'm not going. And of course he goes. The rest of it, I won't give a whole lot away about what happens, except to say that the filmmakers have left no cliche unturned. I have seldom seen a movie so chock full of things that you would have expected because they're cliches.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly every shark movie ever made, and especially Jaws, there's a nod to all of these shark movies. So it is what it is. It's not doing tremendously well at the box office, although I should say that. It's doing okay. I mean, $21.2 million something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
The critics mostly hate it. There's a few people who I think, like me, have gone expecting nothing much. And been kind of surprised that, yeah, it is indeed entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you get past some of the nonsense of the the dialogue is mostly stupid. This shark is pretty effective. And as I said, Jason Statham's abs are pretty effective, so that's a good thing. Okay. And what actually the one part of the movie or the character in the movie that I really liked a lot was the little girl who is the daughter of, well, she's actually the granddaughter of the big honcho, the research scientist.
Okay.
And his daughter works with him very closely, and I guess she's divorced. So she has her little girl with her, and the little girl is, I don't know, 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And she is the cutest thing ever. She is just, you know, as horrible as the shark is, this little girl is just adorable. And she alone is almost worth the price of admission just because she just gives this wonderful little performance. And of course, she survives. Just to let you know, not everybody does.
Oh, okay.
This little girl survives. So it is, I would give it a kind of a thumbs up, thumbs down. Mm-hmm. Yes, if you like big shark type movies, this is for you. If you don't like movies that are just so chock full of cliches, that you say, oh, I can't even sit through this. I sat through it, my husband sat through it, and we both said, that was better than we expected.
Okay. So but he's the one that wanted to go and see it.
He's the one, yeah. yes. And he tends to like this kind of movie. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit either very highbrow or really lowbrow. Mm-hmm. And this goes to the really lowbrow side of okay. monster movies. But he did like it. I came away thinking, you know, I could have spent my time, you know, maybe a little better. But it's not. It's a quite a long film. It's pretty sure it's over 2 hours.
Okay.
So, and I expect it'll be there for a little while still. Mm-hmm. There meaning the Maison de Cinema. Meanwhile, other things at the Maison de Cinema, the movie that actually I had wanted to see, having said last week, I don't think I want to see this movie, but then I read all these really good reviews, so I've decided, well, maybe I do want to see this movie, but my husband didn't, so it'll have to wait for another time, and apparently it's going to be some rainy days this week. So
I guess so, yeah.
So mm-hmm. those are always great for me to head to the Maison de Cinema. So the one that I would have gone to see is called Crazy Rich Asians. Mm-hmm. And it really is getting excellent, really solid reviews, which surprised me because it looked to me like sort of an Asian romantic comedy, mm-hmm. which I guess is what it is, but it's okay. really well received. And I thought, oh, okay, I can go see that, probably without my husband. And another one that's there there's a couple there. One, Mile 22, which is doing really badly. And it's a 20% approval rating on the tomato meter, which is really low. Crazy Rich Asians is up there at the 94% level. And the Meg is sort of in between. It's mm-hmm. 47%. But this Mile 22, which is a movie about a CIA operative, Mark Wahlberg, mm-hmm. who I kind of like most of the time, but in this, the previews and the write-ups basically told me, nope, there's only so many hours in the day. This is one that you can maybe take a miss on. So I will not be seeing that one. And the one that was reviewed last week by my friend Judy when mm-hmm. she was here, Black Klansman, is still there, okay. and it's in both languages still.
That's good.
And it's at reasonable times, so mm-hmm. you may find that using one of those rainy days to go to the movies and catch a movie would probably be, I guess I would recommend, Crazy Rich Asians, although I haven't seen that one. The Meg, if you like big shark movies, and Black Klansman certainly would be one that I would recommend. There are a couple of, well, there's one movie in particular, which is there at the moment, and it would have been my second choice after Crazy Rich Asians, and it is called The Happy Time Murders, and again it was mentioned in last week's review here. It says No Sesame, All Street, and it's a film by Brian Henson, who I believe is Jim Henson's son.
Okay.
Who has continued the Muppet tradition. And it takes place in a world where puppets are teamed with humans.
Okay.
People, they live mostly in harmony, I guess. Mm-hmm. But somewhere along the way, there's been a murder. And the film stars Melissa McCarthy, who, for my money, is always funny. Her movies are sometimes wonderful, sometimes not so good. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they make a lot of money, but she's really very funny. But for some reason, they just took a wrong turn, apparently, with this movie. And what was supposed to be filthy but fun turns out to not be very good at all. It's just not catching on with either critics or audiences. I will, again, probably make an effort to see it. But it looks like if you have to choose something, you might not want to choose this unless you're a big Melissa McCarthy fan or a big Muppets fan, mm-hmm. one or the other. I think they have here like Muppets are killing one another and having sex and stuff. So it may not, certainly not for everybody, right? Other movies playing locally. Once again, they've done this unfortunate thing on the website, Maison de Cinema. The website works a lot better than it did for quite a while, so no complaints there. But they often indicate that a movie is in French. You look at the little poster, and there's a little sign in the corner that says FR for French or EN for English. And if, like the Happy Time Murders, there's a French version and there's an English version. And what seems to happen, and I find this very annoying, is there are some movies which are clearly English language, but it says French. And what it turns out is that, in fact, the movies are in English with French subtitles.
Okay, that's good to know.
And it's I figure, why do they do that? You know, there are people, there are English people who would like to see their English movies in English.
Exactly.
And they just take a quick glance at the website and they think, oh, only French, only French. And it's just not true. Here's one, let's see if I can find one in that category. Bear in mind that when you're looking for a movie, and if it's an English movie, and you can tell it's an English movie by the little poster, and it just says French, chances are good that it is the English movie with French subtitles.
Okay.
So then you might want to go see it. So those are the ones that are there now. There's one coming that I would very much like to see, called Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot, about a paraplegic played by Joaquin Phoenix. And I, again, of the ones that are there, and I do think it's there, then that would be one that I would try and get to see. Anyway, so some pretty good movies, some not so good movies, and as I very seldom spend time on the French movies, partly because I don't typically go to see them, but of course there are generally more French language movies than English language movies, and if you're comfortable with that, by all means, you know, go and see those. And let's see what's coming up. We have upcoming movies on Friday. There's a movie called Kin. K-I-N.
Okay, Kin.
Kin. And I honestly... Well, there's nothing on here. Okay. It just shows that there's a young black kid on the poster. So whatever that tells you about the movie... And another one that's starting very soon, like tomorrow, not tomorrow, sorry, Friday, is called Searching. Again, there's not a whole lot of information out there, but these are two movies coming in English and starting this Friday.
Okay, so I guess people will have to Google it.
Google it.
Yeah.
You can go to my favorite site, Rotten Tomatoes, and look them up. One is called Kin and one is called Searching. And again, if you go on the website, don't be fooled and think that, oh, they
they don't have as many English movies. There are movies that are in English, but they appear to only be in French. So I think that's it for now. There's a pretty good selection of English movies. Some, of course, I've already seen, and some I haven't seen, but I do hope to see. And the one, let's see, Mission Impossible Now is only in French.
Okay.
That was fun. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.